From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday the 4th of September. Show was off last week, and next week we'll have guest host producer Stephen Becker sitting in the chair, so be nice to Stephen. But today we're taking your questions, your answers live for the hour. 800-933-5372 is that number. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. So that's where we got these to get started today. Anne in North Richland Hills writes, how do pollsters collect data in these days of cell phone use and declining landline use? Anne says different age groups use phones differently. Is this accounted for? Polling data has always been questionable at best, she writes, but we seem to be relying on it more. Why and how is it done these days? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Stephen Haltom City emailed. He says, I've noticed on some TV shows and movies, a person might receive a scare or a big shock to the system, and their hair turns gray over a period of time. Does anyone know if this really happens? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And let's see, Robbie emailed us and says, my home builder does not respond to warranty issues. Any ideas or suggestions, please? Or would the Better Business Bureau be the correct approach? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's get started today on the phones with Zach in Dallas. Hello, Zach.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing well.
So, hey, my question is, I've been looking around the area. I haven't found anything yet. I was wondering if you or anybody else in the Dallas-Fort Worth area knew of any entrepreneurial clubs, societies, business clubs, anything like that that I could look in to join.
All right, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see, we got this from Joe, who says, our daughter's birthday falls in mid-September after the cutoff for kindergarten. He says they need to be five before September 1st. We live in Richardson, and much to our disappointment, we don't qualify for preschool, which in Richardson is needs-based for some reason, not open to all children, Joe writes. Joe says she's currently in daycare, but we want to get her enrolled in formal learning without having to wait an entire year. Many daycares advertise themselves as learning centers or schools, but we want to her to be in a classroom setting. Does anyone know of any options in the Richardson, North Dallas area? And can any parent share how they dealt with similar situations? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Paul, who says two questions. First, we have some large posters we need to shrink wrap, not laminate. He says, a couple of the office supply stores near us shrink wrap items up to about 12 inches, but no larger. Any suggestions for the Dallas area? He says, I'm also looking for an outlet to obtain low-cost, large sheets of foam board to back the posters before they're shrink wrapped. So shrink wrapping and foam backing for large posters. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Howard in Alvarado. Hey, Howard.
Hi. Well, I got an answer for you on the hair turning white.
Yeah.
And it was not gray. Literally white. Happened to me. I want to leave out all the personal details, but years ago, a friend of mine tried to commit suicide, and I happened upon him. Rushed him to the hospital. Skin bleeding. Rushed him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Got the doctors looking at him. They said they'd take care of him, and I walked into the bathroom to run cold water in my face for a moment, mm-hmm. recover from the shock, looked in the hair, have light blonde hair. I was absolutely white.
Wow.
I do not recall how long it stayed white, but it was not long, and it went back. I cannot explain how it happened, huh. But it happened to me.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Yeah, I didn't believe it either. I saw it myself.
No, well, I appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing your story, Howard.
All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. We got this on a question last week about utility line tree pruning. And this is from Micah, who it says in Micah's signature block is a certified arborist. And Micah says residents should first contact their service provider, not Encore. Encore is required by federal law to maintain a 10-foot clearance away from power lines. Their contractors, unfortunately, do not prune for long-term health or aesthetics of trees, rather only for clearance. Typically, Encore will have contractors leave door hanger notices on your door a couple of weeks prior to their pruning. If and when you get a notice, you should contact your service provider and make a request to have a tree supervisor, hopefully a certified arborist, on site when crews perform the work, and this can improve the quality of pruning. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And so you can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Herschel calling from Dallas. Hello, Herschel.
Howdy, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
I'm calling to respond to the question by the person about the homeowner, I'm sorry, the home builder warranty matter. They said that they were having issues and they were wondering about whether the Better Business Bureau was a good approach. I'm an attorney and, so whatever I say, disclaimer, it's just for informational purposes.
Sure.
But
as is the show, for that matter.
Yes, sir. When a home builder does not adhere to their warranty, this could trigger several types of legal rights. But the one of the most powerful is the right to have a claim under the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, which can trigger some punitive damage remedies. It may be a good idea for this person to seek the advice of, a local attorney who handles consumer matters, and they may be able to recover damages as well as attorney's fees for their trouble.
Very good. Herschel, thanks for calling.
Happy to help.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Lauren in Plano. Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm calling with an answer to the person who asked about entrepreneurial networks here in Dallas and organizations that you might be interested in joining. I work for an organization that actually has a lot of small business entrepreneurs as members, and it's called Social Venture Partners of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool what we do. We work especially with entrepreneurs of socially conscious businesses. We have lots of opportunities for the businesses to be exposed through large events, and one business in particular that we work with right now is Akola Jewelry. They're going to be highlighted as vendors at one of our events. So it's a great place. There's a lot of opportunities to meet other like-minded business owners. And our motto is to do good better. So a lot of our work is about socially conscious businesses.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, Lauren.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see, we got an email from Ella, who says, I want to build my home in phases, due to budgeting. Does the city of Fort Worth require certified contractors to do my framing or roofing or any of those different phases of home building? Does anybody know? Let's see, Catherine. No, let's see, we got, that's just a link. You can email us your question or answer, anything at kera.org, or you can call us, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Jerry in Dallas. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, hi, this is Terry.
Oh, hey, Terry.
sorry.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I had a on the question of the cell phone and the polling issue.
Yeah. Yes.
It's really quite interesting because 2 days ago I heard a rather good piece on NPR on that exact issue. And the caller is right on the issue with the reduction in landlines, and there's a prohibition against computer calling, and there's a prohibition against computer calling cell phone numbers. There's not a prohibition against calling cell phone numbers if they actually have the numbers. The problem is, as they were explaining, the actually having the cell numbers and the individuals is rather costly. And so a lot of the polling isn't doing that. And so they were discussing the fact that as landlines are disappearing and as that falls into different demographic groups, then it is impacting the polling. And they talked about alternatives. One is some people have been using internet polling, and that's pretty unreliable. So the whole conclusion was, particularly with millennials, because the millennials don't have the landlines anymore. And so they acknowledge that there is this bias that people really haven't been thinking about. And it's all quite interesting.
Very good. Hey, Terry, thanks for calling.
I also have an update on the home warranty issue.
Sure.
And I'm an attorney, and I've been through all of that. And what the other gentleman just said is absolutely true. Under the DTPA Act in Texas, there are certain rights and remedies. And the problem is that the home builders in town know what lawyers understand all that and what don't. And there's a lawyer in town named Van Shaw. Just throw it out there. He's the only home builder, only lawyer that I've ever found in 30 years that has any success against any home builder. And that would be a good place for them to go and start.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Line open 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Tyler in McKinney. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
I was going to add a little bit to what Terry said about the polling question. I'm a professor of government here at Collin College, and I just taught this the other day to my class. And he's right about the problems with current polling and utilizing telephones. And the only real accurate polling that can be done is typically when they identify the subsect they want to poll, and they do that with a large questionnaire up front. So they need to identify up front. Perhaps they're looking for, 150 white males who make over 50,000. And they identify all the different groups that will make up the larger population. And the answer to this is it's very expensive. And most of the polls are not very good. And the caller is right to be skeptical about that. In the current, right now, with a lot of political polls going on, those can be a little more reliable because the first question, it can be done more reliably. The first question we would ask is, did you vote in the last election? Especially as primary voters tend to be more seasoned voters.
Mm-hmm.
But this gets a little more lost as you move into the general election and can be a little tougher when you have candidates that are bringing in typically are new first-time voters such as Donald Trump. And Bernie Sanders right now can really be skewing those results.
Right. Hey, Tyler, we got to go to a break. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Keith did. It says, for the accredited developmentally appropriate pre-K programs in their area, the parent should go to naeyc.org, naeyc.org. www.cyberdefense.org. We also got an email from Anna, who says, I worked for a private preschool, Kids or Kids of Castle Hills, and there are many kids or kids throughout the Metroplex. Many of them have a private kindergarten program that employs a state-licensed teacher. And the school I worked for participated in a Texas School Ready program and enrolled children that just missed the district cutoff date. Many of these children were able to test out of kindergarten in their district when they went to enroll the next year. So Anna recommends that kind of program. And by the way, the NAEYC organization is families organization that helps you find preschool options and things like that. Promotes high quality learning for all children, etc. So there's a source right there. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Let's talk next to Betty in Fort Worth. Hello, Betty.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a question about airline reservations.
Yeah.
Now that I'm a woman of a certain age, I notice that you have to put in, if you're a senior, you have to mark that. Some sites you do, some sites you don't. And I'm wondering if anything happens, like if you are a senior and you don't mark that. And my ultimate question is, are they limiting the number of seniors on a given flight? I haven't noticed any senior discounts so far. So just kind of wondering, you know, about the whole idea for the airlines of identifying yourself as a senior.
Are you putting in your age? Or, I know you have to put your date of birth in. But you have, yeah.
But when you're making the ticket, when you mm-hmm. indicate how many passengers,
right.
you have to indicate, you know, one adult, two adults, or, you know, one adult, one senior.
Hmm. Okay. I hadn't noticed that. So
may not be of a certain age.
We'll see if we'll see if anybody has an idea.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Gina in Dallas. Hello, Gina.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. I think I at least have a gateway to get to the answer on the home warranty.
Okay.
I'm an underwriter, and we require on most government loans that I do the 10-year warranty and the 1-year warranty on new builds. And typically we get those, and they are like an insurance policy that's coming from an insurer. And I'm thinking that they're supposed to contact the people who wrote the warranty, not the builder.
Okay.
And I also have a question.
Okay.
I'm looking for architectural salvage in the Dallas area for like 100-year-old home type.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where to look.
One suggestion we always get is ORRREED, ORRREED as a source for that. And there's been a couple of others that we've had this question before. I'm sure somebody else will remember what a couple of those were. But thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Mika in Richardson. Hello, Mika.
Hi. I have information for the caller looking for large posters and foam board backing.
Uh-huh.
We have a company called One Stop Print, and we print and mount posters, as the caller was asking about.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
We also got an email on this from Harold in McKinney, who says, I can't help with the shrink wrap, but use radiant barrier foam insulation from a home supply store as the backing. Sandwich the poster between two pieces with the radiant barrier outward to protect from bending and heat. Let's see. We got a question from Brittany, who says, coming from downtown Dallas, heading north on 75, why do signs say McKinney? I was wondering why they didn't choose another northern city to put on the signs. Most say 75 North McKinney. It used to say Sherman, actually, until just a couple of years ago. And then I think when the population of McKinney eclipsed Sherman, it was changed to McKinney. So I think that's because we got these questions when that happened. So I think that's the answer, but someone will also remember. Christine Frisco says Meetup is an excellent way to find business groups, like-minded groups for business startups, entrepreneurs, and everything else. Suggestion there. Let's see. Nicole says, for that child with a September birthday, highly recommend Montessori schools and education. It's the best foundation for children. Most Montessori schools are for children 3 to 6 years. Nicole says, my daughter has a late September birthday. She started kindergarten as a 6-year-old, reading, writing, adding 4-digit numbers, etc. Last week, it wasn't last week, it was the week before, the 21st, we got a couple of questions or an answer. We got a question and a couple of answers about farmers market, the Dallas Farmers Market. And I got an email from Amanda Van Hoosier, who's the director of market operations at the Dallas Farmers Market. And she responded to some of the questions and said that in 2013, I'm going to give you the highlights here, the city of Dallas accepted a proposal from a group of investors to manage the Dallas Farmers Market. The city of Dallas still owns the shed, and the agreement is to manage and develop a vibrant farmers market in downtown Dallas. One of the most obvious changes in this transition, she says, is that there is now two sheds instead of four. The open-air shed has the same stall spaces as three sheds by using the once existing road through the middle. So they've doubled up the space there, it sounds like, or tripled it up. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, she says, the shed is open with farmers, farm representatives, and food artisans. Every Sunday and Thursday through the night is the wholesale night market where farmers bring in their harvest and sell to restaurants and produce stands. And the second enclosed market is under renovations to open this fall with 30 built-out shops and restaurants, and it will be open 7 days a week. She says the second obvious changes came in June when the new management started the transition to a true farmers market for farmers to sell their produce and products directly to the public. Over the years, she writes, many produce dealers bought produce from wholesale cold storage warehouses to sell at the Dallas Farmers Market, and Dallasites were used to high tiers of produce to select from, including fruits and vegetables out of season, or that may not even grow in Texas. Just 3 months since the change from dealers to farmers, she writes, the numbers of stalls that represent farms and ranches have tripled. She goes, yes, it's different because the produce is seasonal and sparse at times. And she says, remember those spring rains. But she adds, even with three streets under construction around the shed, there is vibrancy to the shed on the weekends, and recommends that people come out and see it for themselves. So thanks very much, Amanda Van Hoosier, the Director of Market Operations at Dallas Farmers Market, for responding to that question on the show. 800-933-5372 is our phone number for you to call into the show. And that's where we find Matt calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Matt. Are you there, Matt? Matt, call us back. Let's try instead Ashton calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Ashton.
Yes. Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Me too. I'm calling because I'm having a problem with a large phone company. I'm sure you know who that is. I've had phone bills, my phone bill, I had TV, internet, and home phone. And at first, it was about $130 for all three services, same packages, everything. Then my bill jumped from that to $350 a month. That's a car payment. And I live on $730 a month, and I was paying for the stuff just fine until this company raised my bill to the point that I couldn't afford it, but yet they called me a valued customer, and this company's been in trouble with the federal government for various lawsuits and things like that,
So your question, Ashton, is you're wondering if there's any recourse, if you have any recourse in Fort Worth there to help deal with this.
Well, I've contacted 76 different places, like lawyers and things like that, and a lot of them tell me they won't even talk to me unless I make $600,000 to $80,000 because attorney fees, like legal aid, will not take care of my issue, nor will other legal places because mm-hmm. they're just not set up for it. When you're poor, they don't care about, you know what I'm saying, they don't really care, like, about you as a person because you don't have the money to even talk to them. If you don't have any money, no one wants to talk to you, and that's just anything in life. I don't care if it's a construction company. If you don't make money, people just don't want to talk to you at all or help you unless you make $80,000 to get an attorney, and I need an attorney because the only claim I have is small claims court, which the company pretty much told me if I go to small claims, I'm going to lose because they're going to have an attorney in there, you know, and I won't because I can't afford one. I don't even have money to buy one to defend myself at all.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get some suggestions, some recourse for you. I mean, you know, I'm not sure exactly how. I mean, we have a really, really well-connected audience out there, and we usually get pretty good recommendations on things like this. And you're in Fort Worth, and you're looking for maybe some legal advice.
I need legal help bad because I've been trying to get legal help, like, for a long time, and no lawyer wants to talk to me because they're like, okay, you have a case. Like, I have proof, evidence, and paperwork, and I've dealt with racism from this company. I've dealt with being cursed at by their employees and stuff, and I've even filed complaints with the government against this company, and nothing's been done about it. I've even had money taken out of my bank account by this company without their permission.
Sure.
And there's nothing that's done about it because they even told me if I don't like the way I'm treated, then sue them. In my face, they told me.
Right. Hey, Ashton, so let's see if we get some suggestions maybe on some avenues. I mean, I can't just off the top of my head give you a suggestion. We'll see if somebody has an idea of a place maybe in Fort Worth that you can go to, okay?
Right, or somebody that might be an attorney that might say, okay, if you have the evidence and you have the paperwork that you need, because
right.
Buses to Dallas, I don't drive, so trying to go to Dallas and walk on foot to try to find somebody to try and help me, it's almost impossible when you tell them your story. Well, if you don't have money, we don't want to take your case, but yet you have
okay.
a good case, but no money.
All right, we'll see if we can get, you know, if somebody can has a response for you. And thanks for calling. I'm sorry you're going through that.
It's a really bad time
sure.
when you live on $730 a month, and you know my family helps me financially. Don't get it wrong. I mean, I'm living okay
right.
and fine. But it doesn't mean for a company to take advantage of that, and that's what they're doing. It's taking advantage of me and my family.
Okay. Well, hey, Ashton, hang on. We're gonna get your contact info off the air, but we'll see if we hear from somebody and see if somebody has a suggestion, because there are organizations that do legal aid. But you know, it sounds like maybe you've already talked to those folks, but we'll get your info, and if you have a suggestion for Ashton, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's see. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Munis calling from Dallas. Hello, Munis.
Hi, this is Munish.
Yes.
I have a quick question. The front driveway of my house is concrete, and somehow I have got a lot of tire marks from my vehicles. What is the best? They don't go off with normal water, and I don't want to try any, strong detergent on it to put a permanent mark. Is there any recommendation or suggestion the audience can provide a way to best clean it out without spoiling the concrete?
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Thank you
very much. Sorry I got your name wrong, Munish. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from Higgins who says, back when your senior caller was far from being a senior, airlines offered discounted tickets to children and seniors, but no one bothered to update the reservation interface, Higgins says. Let's see. We also got from Amy. Amy tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Amy says, airlines want to avoid seating children and seniors in emergency exit aisles, hence the need for identification. Let's see. Although I wonder, you know, I've never been seated in an emergency exit aisle, and it seems like competition is fierce for those emergency exit aisle seats, isn't it? Doesn't it seem like that? That they save those, I think. Maybe they save them until the very end to put people in. I don't know. I always try to pick my seats in advance, and there are very few to choose from typically these days. Teresa emailed us anything at kera.org and says, any Montessori school will be very good. There is one in Richardson at Bowser and Francis, Teresa suggests. We got a lot of emails on this. Let's see. This is from Rhonda, who says, every child is different, and our daughter also has a September birthday, missing the start of school deadline. And we enrolled her in a private kindergarten when she was 5, and it was understood that she'd be able to go to public school first grade the next year. However, after a few months, we all agreed that she would benefit from another year of preschool without the push of scheduling and schoolwork. Looking back, it was the best thing we could have done for her and for us. Rhonda says she's matured at her own pace into a very responsible young woman. She turns 28 next week. So my thoughts are, know your child and don't let the calendar dictate his or her future. So there's a great suggestion from Rhonda. Thanks very much, Rhonda. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Joseph in Dallas. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
I had a question concerning 635. I noticed that the HOV lanes have been closed down for a couple of months, and I cannot seem to find out why. There's no work happening on it. they shut them down before and did some repairs on the wall, and then a couple months later they shut them down again, and they've just been shut down.
Which section of 635?
The section from 75 on back around to 830.
To I-30, okay. All right, we'll see if somebody knows.
All right,
thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email here from someone who says, I live in a condominium complex with a homeowners association, and they use funds to repair board members' units. Meanwhile, there are non-board members with leaking, moldy ceilings who've gone months without needed roof repairs. What recourse do we have? I'm trying to remember. I'm going to look it up during the break here, but we got an email from the Dallas Bar Association. I know I got an email from them about their free legal aid line, which is, it's actually once a month they have, I may have it here. Once a month they actually have anonymous attorneys come in and answer your phone calls. And I think they do the same thing in Fort Worth. So you just have to look it up. But the Dallas Bar Association, and I have it here. I'll find it during the break. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And stay with us, though. We've got a whole other segment of your questions and your answers coming up. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I did find that Dallas Bar Association legal line press release. This is a community service for DFW area residents provided the second and third Wednesdays of each month. By the way, get your pens ready because I'm going to read the phone number here. Never do this, but I'm going to read the phone number here for you. This is designated nights on the second and third Wednesdays of each month. Anonymous attorneys are available to answer questions in many law-related areas, ranging from divorce and child support matters to wills, insurance, employment, and criminal law matters. It's happening on Wednesday, September 9th and Wednesday, September 16th. Between 5:30 and 8 p.m. And the phone number is 214-220-7476. So this is a great service that the Dallas Bar Association offers. And obviously the attorneys, they are actual attorneys, but they are anonymous because they're volunteering their time. And it says individuals may also receive referrals to local legal or social service agencies. Legal line volunteer attorneys, check this out, typically answer between 50 and 90 calls each night that they're there. So they're doing this on Wednesday the 9th and Wednesday the 16th of September from 5:30 to 8, 214-220-7476. And, you know, I've mentioned this a lot over the years because I think it's an awesome service that the Dallas Bar Association and a lot of bar associations I think there may be one of these that's similar in Fort Worth. Someone will let us know. But I mentioned that a lot, and you can always find it on their website. But we've gotten so many calls today from people looking for legal advice that just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that was happening. We got an email, anything at kera.org, from Kathy, who says, from the water meter to the water meter. Along five or six houses on our street, there's a solid strip of dead grass about 18 inches wide. She says, it looks like a path between meters, but no one walks there. There are no sidewalks, just curbs, and this strip's about 12 inches from the curb. Neighbors who have been in the neighborhood longer than us say this happens every year. Someone said radiant heat from the curb or water line may be killing the grass, but does anyone else have an idea of what could be causing this? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Hopefully Ashton is still listening because we got an email from someone who suggests, they write, I suggest Ashton talk with Legal Aid of Northwest Texas. They are in Dallas and Fort Worth. They can assist with all sorts of civil legal matters. They're on Weatherford Street in Fort Worth, and you can also find them online at lanwt.org, L-A-N-W-T, Legal Aid of Northwest Texas. So there's, I knew someone would remember. And we also got an email from, I'm going to go ahead and bring this out too, about Legal Line at the Tarrant County Bar Association. They're on the second and fourth Thursdays of each month. So Dallas Bars, the Wednesdays, and this is the second and fourth Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And I'm going to give out their number too. The Fort Worth Legal Line number is 817-335-1239. It's the Tarrant County Bar Association's Legal Line on the second and fourth Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. 817-335-1239. So Ashton, that's a recommendation for you as well, or the folks that had these other legal questions. All right, back to the phones, 800-933-5372. Let's see, up next on the phone, let's talk to Matt in Fort Worth. Hello, Matt.
Hey.
Hey there.
Got a question about the Trinity River Vision Project.
Mm-hmm.
As I was driving downtown the other day, I noticed these big V-shaped, what looked like frames. They looked like they had stair steps in them. One of them's about 20 feet in the air. The other's about 40. Another one further away, I'm really not sure. But I've never seen anything like it. It's a giant steel frame with wooden parts to it and a wooden base. It's up on wood blocks. So it looks like kind of like a framework for concrete, but I have no idea what it's doing, why it's there, and I'm curious if anybody knows.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody does. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Ronnie in Arlington. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, Jeff. I thought maybe I could lend some perspective on the emergency aisle as well as ask my question.
Okay.
While I was hearing. Several years ago, I was specifically asked at check-in, I'm by no means a bodybuilder, but I'm 6'2", 200 pounds, and at check-in, the person at the counter asked me if I would specifically like to sit in the emergency aisle, and if something should happen, would I have any problem opening the emergency exit? And I told her I'd throw that door over the plane if something happened, so there's no worries about that. So once I realized that there's extra leg room in the emergency aisle, anytime I've flown since, I specifically asked for it. Even though it's only a couple of inches, it helps.
Very good.
Hello?
Yep.
As for my initial question, lived in an apartment here in Arlington for 5 years, by no means a slob. I was wondering if anybody knows or could direct me to where I could find out if the apartment complex falls under any guidelines of the carpeting. If after 5 years, whether I've left this carpet in immaculate shape or I've been the biggest slob on the planet, can they charge me for that carpet on the way out the door after 5 years? Or are there some guidelines where they are required to replace it after a certain amount of time, regardless of its condition?
Yeah, so are you wondering because you've been told they're going to charge you, or are you wondering
I've just been hearing some nightmare stories from people moving out as of late, like they got charged for dirt on the ceiling fan blades and stuff like that. The carpeting wasn't immaculate when we moved in, even though it was new.
Sure.
It has wrinkles in it. It was never properly attached to the tack strips by the balcony door. So after 5 years of walking in and out, it's fraying.
Sure.
So I don't want to hear that on the way out the door, and we've been model tenants, we're clean, we're quiet, that, oh, well, you need to pay for the carpeting.
Right. And it may be something that's in your lease. I mean, you know, that's the first place I would look, is see what are you responsible for in that lease that you signed, and what did you mark on the, when you did the inspection of the apartment before you signed the lease or before you moved in with the landlord or the landlord's representative, what did you mark down, you know?
Okay.
And you know, it's been a long time since I rented a place, but typically it's hard. I think it's hard probably to get that deposit back no matter what you do.
Well, yeah. They're making it almost impossible as of late. Like I said, somebody being charged $25 to clean dust off the ceiling fan blade.
Right. So we got I just did get a tweet from Allah, who says there are no guidelines for carpeting. They can charge for anything more than normal wear and tear. So then you got to get into what is normal, what is normal wear and tear. So, okay, well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. If not today, we're kind of running out of time. Maybe next week. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Martha in Coppell. Hello, Martha.
Hi.
Hey. Go right ahead, please.
I have written several poems, and I was just wanting to know the procedure for getting them published.
So you're curious about leads on where to submit them or all that sort of stuff?
I'm sorry?
You're looking for suggestions on where to submit them for publication or things like that? Okay, well, we're getting close to the end of the hour today, but we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Paul in Clifton. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
I was calling in regards to the lady that called in wanting recommendations for some place to buy vintage architectural goods in the area.
Yeah.
And my suggestion isn't in the area, but if she's listening and has paper and pen handy, she might Google Revival in Bee Caves, Texas.
Okay.
They import things from all over the country, all over the world, and they're high-quality goods. And if she wants to make a call there, she should ask for Lynn Parks.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're very welcome.
All right. Let's see. We got an email from Vance and Keller on the entrepreneur question. Vance recommends Dallas Makerspace and the Dallas Entrepreneur Center. A couple of suggestions there. Let's see. Catherine says the person calling about wanting to link up with entrepreneurial clubs or associations should look up Tech Wildcatters, a mentor-driven accelerator. So there is another suggestion there. Let's see. I also got some more via Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, by the way. Dion suggests power washing that driveway that has the tire marks, but doing it without detergent. Just use pressurized water and see if you can get the tire marks off the pavement there. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Jerry in Coppell. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Jeff. Yeah, I had a question. With all the road construction we've got, obviously, in the Metroplex, the entire Metroplex, I am just curious, the one place that seems to get neglected every single time we do this is the intersection of 360 and I-30. That is a very major intersection for lots of people moving through and living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm very curious why we have never pushed to get those two roads or freeways connected through ramps as opposed to having to go through in both directions. You have to go through two lights to go from one freeway to another. I've never understood why we have not done anything about it. Obviously, again, once we do have monies for construction, why is that not a priority, or why has it never been done?
Okay. Well, we usually get answers to these kinds of TxDOT questions. Maybe not today, but maybe next week we'll have one for you.
Perfect. Okay. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. We might get to a couple more calls here. I think we're going to have time for maybe one more call. I want to get a couple of answers here out on the air. Jason says, on the exit row, I think they do save these seats. I think the reason you never get one is because you choose your seats in advance. The easiest way for a gate agent to assign the seats while saving precious time is to wait until someone who looks sturdy shows up at the gate counter without a seat assignment. You can ask the gate agent if they will put you in the exit row if you want one. They might be more amenable to your request if you wait until they don't look terribly busy, because those folks are under a lot of pressure to get things moving on time. Let's see. On the legal help question, someone says, Tarrant County Bar Association has an attorney referral service. The attorneys do charge regular fees, but the first consultation is $20. It's a good opportunity to get some inexpensive advice, and you can also ask to be referred to an attorney who will help you with pro se representation, meaning representing you yourself, rather, which is a less expensive representation. That's another lead on the Tarrant County Bar Association. And this person also says another great resource is texaslawhelp.org, texaslawhelp.org. And then one more on this from Cindy in Cleburne, who says, maybe Ashton, your caller, can get in touch with the new consumer department with the federal government. It's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, online at consumerfinance.gov. So there's one more recommendation for Ashton. And let's see, there's time for one more call, I think. Let's talk to Hassan calling from Dallas. Hello, Hassan.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Doing well. We got about a minute.
Okay, in regards to that gentleman that he said that he lived 5 years in the apartment, and okay, they cannot charge you for the carpet. If you lived more than 4 years, they have to change the carpet legally for you.
Oh, so you're saying there's a requirement that the carpet be changed after 5 years?
Yes, the carpet has to be changed after 4 years.
And okay. Is this something you've had experience with?
Yes, I'm a real estate agent.
Oh, okay.
And after 4 years, the apartment complex, you have the right. If you lived more than 4 years in the apartment complex, in the apartment, they have the right. I mean, you have the right to ask them to change the carpet and repaint it for you.
Very good. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate it.
All right, Nick. All right.
Let's see. We got an answer on the brown grass over water lines question. David says backfilling pipe as water lines with sand reduces pipe repairs but creates additional air and water flow, which is drying out that grass between the water meters. And Todd says, and we got an email from one listener who says, after experiencing what I thought was a heart attack, I woke up in the morning to find that both of my eyebrows and a large shock of hair had turned absolutely white overnight. This listener says it stayed this way for about a year and gradually disappeared. I wouldn't have believed it had it not happened to me. Well, that's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered today by Alan Roberts, and we had help from Lauren Aguirre as well. You can find the podcast absolutely free online at kera.org/anything. And don't forget, next week Stephen Becker will be in the chair, so please be nice to him. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter. As I mentioned earlier, I'm at Jeff Whittington. Thanks so much to everybody and to each of you for listening and writing and calling in. And have a great and safe Labor Day weekend.